I used to never shower. I used to never wash my nuts when I was younger.
What?
This motherfucker don't shower. Well, I do. I'm just not very good at it.
Did you know that is actually a unit of measurement?
Is it?
Yeah, you can look it up. It's a legit unit of measurement. Is hair.
Okay. Yeah. How would you, so what is a, how close is a hair?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
I'll Google it.
I think it's how close it is for my foot being up your ass. Yeah, we don't have the TV working today. Otherwise, we'd be pulling up the Googles. That's another thing we really fumbled in the last podcast was we got to, like I'm doing right now, talking during your search history, during your search. You did not talk at all when I was looking stuff up, and it was just quietness while I was looking stuff up. But anyway, how long is a cunt hair?
Well, apparently it's not an actual thing, so whoever told me that lied to me, but...
Who told you that? Your freaking country stalker friend from Job Corps?
Yeah. A very small distance. And then the AI say, what is a cunt hair measurement? And then it says shipping containers and storage containers can come in a range of sizes. 20 feet, 40 feet shipping containers are the most common container lengths externally, and 8 feet width is the standard. Commonly, the height of a container will be 8 foot 6 inches, and a high cube will have an additional foot to be 9 feet 6 inches.
Well, I'm glad that you gave me the whole rundown. I wonder who told you that it was a legit unit of measurement, and you're like, yeah, that makes sense. That tracks. But anywho, getting on topic, starting the show, welcome to the Trey and Treep Show. I don't fucking know what number it is. I think every episode that we've had the last fucking 4 or 5, I've fucked up the number. I think we should be in the 20s by now. We should have done our live show by now as well. So that's pretty cool.
We did a live show.
It probably went really well, I'm assuming.
We're speaking to it in existence from the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't expect a Trey and Treep live show not going well.
Nope.
Yeah.
Can't imagine it. I'm going to do a video. If you guys are interested, you can check my channel out, Trey is Raw, but I'm a lot more unhinged there. It's
there's no way you're whatever. More unhinged. You're more unhinged on your Trey is Raw? You just went on.
Well, in terms of like structure and podcast and all that. But I'm pretty much unhinged everywhere.
You're an unhinged alpha male.
Unhinged alpha male with a flopping schlong.
Put that as your dating profile. Put that on your Grindr.
Unhinged male with the flopping schlong. What's up?
That was an all time come up with that on the spot. Oh man. Yeah, you have been unhinged for years.
Yep.
I
they could copyright strike these nuts.
No. Yeah. And the thing is,
thankfully, we move channels. Yeah.
You know, you have such a lack of care in your body, you know, and I kind of do too. And this is something else I kind of wanted to talk about now that I'm thinking about it. Is like, you know, you talk about current events.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
This whole stuff with Iran and Donald Trump and World
tariffs.
War and
tariffs yeah.
and World War III. Dude, I don't know a single goddamn thing about it. I'm like, don't talk to me about World War III. Like, I have no idea what is going on.
I feel like you should know a little bit just because of the field you work in, though.
I mean, yeah, I got, like, I know the keywords.
Right.
I told, you know, like, I was telling my boss the other day, like, I don't even, like, I know kind of the sides that are beefing, but, like, I don't know which side, like, Democrat, Republican, are rooting for what side. And now I think with the war, it's gotten even a little bit more muddy because I think people on the right are even pissed off that Donald Trump is doing what he's doing over there.
Yeah, it took him that long to
Are you for the bombing?
No, I didn't know what. Oh, I did hear about it. Yeah, Iran bombed. I know someone got bombed. I'll remember who it was.
But... See, that's what I'm saying. You don't know shit either. Don't fucking call me.
But I don't work at a news station. That's a difference.
Yeah, but I don't do the news at the news station. You know, that's like asking fucking the janitor at an aquarium to give a tour.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're employed by the New York Giants, you should probably know who Lawrence Taylor is. You know.
Yeah. And we can go back and forth.
Yeah.
But you know, if you fucking are the equipment manager for the New York Giants, they're not gonna fucking have you play emergency quarterback.
True.
Give me another one.
If you are a snake and you're at a pet store, you're not a snake in the grass because you're at a pet store. So that means you're an honest person. I don't fucking know. That fell off quick. If you're
just because you're fucking selling peanuts at the baseball game, I mean, that's another sports one. Doesn't mean you're going to come in and fucking pitch a complete game, you know.
But if you're going to be giving tours at the Canton Hall of Fame, you should probably have some knowledge on who Jim Brown is. Jim.
Yeah. We're just kind of using fair. The same
That's
fair.
But they're
just
not.
Just because I work at a gas station doesn't mean I don't fucking ride my bike to work.
But that's the thing, is that they're not asking you to cover it, but your job isn't to cover politics. I'm sure you have your own department/person for that.
Yeah,
but
the AP.
The AP.
Yeah. What does AP stand for?
Associated Press.
Ooh, I didn't think you'd know that.
Yeah. And you're not going to believe me if I told you this, and none of the viewers are going to believe me, but something that I've been doing recently is...
You've been writing letters to the editor?
Whenever I hear a word, or like, it could be like watching TV or whatever, or it could be a person, I'll stop what I'm doing and I'll look it up. For example, the word Donnybrook.
You don't know what the word Donnybrook? That's one of my favorite words. Really? I used that one time. I used that in a story.
Yeah.
There was a two high school wrestling programs that had just gotten started, and they both faced off in a duel, and I called it
a Donnybrook.
An old-fashioned Donnybrook.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I love that word. But continue.
How did you find out about what that word?
Because I'm in a quiz. Hey man, sometimes when you fucking work at a bouncy house manufacturing company, you go to a child's birthday party, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.
So yeah, but Donnybrook meaning a scuffle, essentially, and I learned that from a Vlad TV interview. So yeah, that's just something that I've been doing, because ignorance is simply not knowing, but if you stupidity, Treeb, is choosing not to know something.
That is true. I plead ignorance a lot.
Yeah.
What other words have you learned through this? Or is Donnybrook your only example?
Well, to be fair, when I do Google it, it'll leave my head in a matter of seconds, and I just never think about it again.
So you Googled one word?
No, I Google multiple words. I just don't know what they are, what it is offhand.
So you wonder why people can't believe you, because you can't name more than one word that has been brought new to your vocabulary.
Well, it's off and on, like...
When's the last time you heard a new word that you Googled since you heard Donnybrook? When did you hear Donnybrook?
I already said a Vlad TV interview.
When did you hear Donnybrook?
Like a month ago, 2 months ago.
It's been 2 months since you've heard a new word.
Pretty much, I don't know. Oh, another one. I learned this from watching a Netflix series, Bygone Era. But do you know what that is?
Bygone Era. I'm going to guess, I don't know what it means off the top, but I'm going to say like a forgotten era?
Yeah, pretty much. Like an era that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's not easy to think of words, think of stuff that you Google, and I just named two, so fuck off. fucking interrogation, prick.
Why did you get so mad?
I'm just fucking around. You can't tell if I'm fucking around or not.
Nobody can. I did fucking, no one can tell anything with you. Freaking yeah. Matt saw that. I posted the clip of you doing math the other day.
Yeah.
Matt fucking laughed his ass off because he's like, how did he even think to name all these wrong answers? How did he know that it was gonna be funny? And I'm like, because he didn't know the fucking answers. It wasn't because he was getting them wrong for comedic effect.
Yeah.
He was getting them wrong because he didn't know the answers.
Right.
So yeah, you can understand why there's a little give and take here. We don't know what part is character and what part is the real you sometimes.
I have multiple personalities.
That is true, but they're
split personalities.
You have split personalities, but you have the same voice, tone, and emotional state for all of them.
Cold-blooded.
You are cold-blooded. I'm trying to think of other... What's a good vocab word that I've used? What about a scuttlebutt? You ever hear of a scuttlebutt?
I've heard of that one. I'd have to look up the definition of that, though. To be honest, I didn't even think that was, like, a real word.
That means fight.
Makes sense. Yeah. Scuttlebutt.
I use barn burner a lot.
Or actually, I have. Actually, I think I've heard the scuttlebutt. But honestly, the way that I heard it, and maybe it's wrong, but they were saying, Drake May came to, because it was like a podcast, well, at the beat writers and stuff, and they're like, yeah, it was a big scuttlebutt with the media for Drake May today, but that's not the right context.
Yeah, it's kind of like a scuttlebutt. It's kind of like a scrum.
Like a commotion.
Yeah, like, you know,
yeah.
Like a big group of people all kind of trying to go to the same place.
Gotcha.
Like a scrum, a media scrum.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. PEMDAS.
Yeah, PEMDAS.
PEMDAS.
Yeah, pen in ass. What's the weirdest thing you've put in your butt?
Like, we talked about this when we were talking about, and I know people are tired of us talking about shit and pubes.
That's
every
the trademark.
Podcast, but
that's a trademark.
I was talking all this shit about
pubes.
About Googling stuff, and I don't even remember what's it called when you get water that squirts in your ass after you take
the bidet, yeah.
The bidet.
Yeah, you didn't even know what bidet was, yeah.
And I was talking about that, I was like, that's gay as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't want water squirting in my ass.
What's the fattest you've ever been?
I haven't weighed myself in 10 years, at least.
No way, it's been 10 years since you've weighed yourself?
I'm scared to know.
I think, dude, there was, in the last, your weight has fluctuated a lot in 10 years. But
I think I'm skinnier than I was in high school, though.
Oh, yeah,
'cause
100%.
Like, because when I was in high school, 44, that was like my waist size. And I'm like a 36 now.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You were definitely bigger in high school.
Yeah,
And I think... You look skinny. That's
appreciate
why I,
it.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Trey, you guys will never see it. Maybe, you know, maybe one day I'll snap a picture because we're going to be, you know, neighbors soon. But Trey, when he takes a shower, or before he takes a shower, he comes out in his fucking wife beater.
Yeah.
And you know, right now he's wearing a shirt. But when he's just in his wife beater, he looks pretty skinny. He looks kind of like a skinny fella.
Yeah.
And, you know, I gotta give it to you.
Appreciate it.
And I mainly was asking because I think I'm near the fattest I've ever been.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm like, I weighed myself yesterday, and I'm 232 pounds.
Yeah, I think you could probably pass for like low 200s, maybe like 190.
You think so? Still?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think when we sit down, it fucking packs the pooch, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely trying to be more disciplined in terms of what I eat, like...
I'm not. That's
I'm trying, trying to limit to like 2 fast food trips a week. And then the rest of the week, what I'm going to try to do is just be disciplined in eating eggs. Because that's like my new thing is scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
So
you throw hot sauce and ketchup on that bitch.
Well, actually, what I do is I put it in a tortilla, right?
Yeah, like a
put eggs burrito. Put eggs in the tortilla, and then this is the kicker. This is the Trey's Raw special. Put hot Cheetos in that bitch.
Hot Cheetos, yeah, in that bitch?
And some hot sauce, and it's good. Yeah,
that sounds like a struggle meal.
Like a stoner meal.
Yeah, kind of like a stoner meal. Yeah. You ever wanted to get high?
Nah, it's never really crossed my mind, because I hear horror stories and all that, and I don't want to get drunk, because if I get drunk, I don't know what's going to come out if I get high or drunk, so I'm like, yeah, I'm good on that.
What do you mean, will come out? What, you got, like, some Epstein files?
Epstein files.
You got some Trey's Raw files that will just come out unfiltered?
Yeah. I'm just not emotionally, like, sentimental guy.
Yeah, you're not a sentimental
guy. So it's like if I'm drunk, then I might become one. And it's like, people say, oh, he's such a good guy. I'm like, no. that guy was dead and gone.
I think, what, you don't think you'd be a nice guy? You think you'd be an asshole?
I don't know what's gonna come out.
I mean, you should.
I have a fear of the unknown, Treep.
I mean, you shouldn't try. I mean, yeah. If you don't feel like you should, but I don't know. I don't think you'd be an asshole, per se.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're one of those guys that if you like something, you kind of, you like to do it all the time. So, I mean, it's a...
You could say I have an addictive personality.
Actually, I don't know. Do you? You think so?
I would say probably, yeah, a little bit. I think that's a fair enough point to make, I'd say. Fair.
What do you think you're addicted to?
Well, like, if I like something, then I'm going to try to do it. Like Taco Bell, love me some Taco Bell. Vaping, for example, that's another one. How hard was it? Like, speaking of like vices and shit, but so what? So you don't drink soda like at all anymore, you know?
Ooh.
So you don't drink soda, like, at all anymore?
No, clean off the soda.
So how hard was it to quit soda, honestly?
Soda was, I don't know. Yeah.
Kind, yeah.
It wasn't that bad. Like, quitting a lot of these things actually wasn't that bad for me.
Right.
But I think the thing is like, because I'm kind of like you, too. I think we both kind of have the same kind of addictive personality. Yeah,
that's fair.
So when I don't have one thing, I gotta switch to the other thing and be addicted to that, you know? So, since I was addicted to, like, so many different things, you know, I think it was easier to kind of give up, you know, all these things and then just kind of cling on to a different thing. I don't know if that made any sense.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like, I was able to quit drinking easily and stop drinking sodas because I could still, you know, vape and smoke a little weed.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, you still got some vices, so you're not, like, going cold turkey all at once. Yeah,
but I'm gonna stop smoking a little weed.
Yeah.
Because I'm having a baby. And
babies don't like weed.
Yeah. Babies won't smoke a blunt with you.
Fucking babies.
I know. Fucking dorks.
Lames.
Dorks. Like,
yeah.
Fucking dorks.
Just sit there all day.
Yeah. And fucking light up a spliff with their old man.
Fucking dicks.
I know. Okay. Assholes. Yeah. But no, my main thing is like, because I really don't smoke until like late at night when I'm like going to bed. And it's like a damn pen, you know? So it's not like a.
Like a blunt.
Yeah, it's not like I'm getting fucking absolutely smacked. But, you know, it's.
Right.
It's something where like, if I do it late at night and the baby cries, I don't want to be, like, even a little high dealing with the fucking baby.
True.
You know? I gotta have my wits about me.
You gotta have the wits. You gotta have the wits about you.
Yeah, but I think the thing that's been the hardest to quit for me has been weed. actually.
That's a bit, yeah. It's been such a party, but it's like the movie. You've seen Half-Baked, right?
Yeah.
Or at the end where it's like, okay, you can either choose between me or Mary Jane. He just tosses it. And you're like still hanging on to it. Like, I can't let you go. Still.
Yeah, I think, I mean, push comes to shove, you know.
True.
But the thing is like, in place of other things, I mean, I fucking love fast food. It's hard to quit fucking talking.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that one. That's what I'm trying to kick the habit on that.
Taco Bell fucking has me by the fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably the one. And I think everything else, like McDonald's, I could probably go without. Burger, like, yeah, when I think about it, like, every other fast food place, I mean, it's good when you're in the mood for it, but it's like, I'm probably never not in the mood for some Taco Bell.
You talked in the last podcast about how you used to be picky. You
know? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You hella picky.
And it was funny because you said that it used to just be cheese. It's funny because just by looking at you, you can tell that cheese would be like one of the only things you eat. Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of got that Shane Gillis look where like Down syndrome just kind of nicked you.
Nicked me just a little bit, just by a hair.
Yeah. Just a cunt hair.
Cunt hair. There you go. Cold. Unit of measurement. Yeah. It used to be only cheese. Now it can be pretty much anything. The only thing that I really don't like is like how McDonald's and White Castle does this too, where they have like the grilled onions on them.
I don't like that at all.
But everything else is fair game at this point, really.
I also don't really like pickles at McDonald's.
Yeah, the pickles at McDonald's got a little bit of a ting, got a little bit of a weird ting to it. I would agree with you on that.
I don't even really like. I love mustard too. Mustard is one of the things that I came around to.
Well, you know what you used to get? It would always be mine would be two double cheeseburgers plain, and you would be ketchup only.
Yeah.
And now you've grown to like mustard.
Yeah, I like mustard, and I put mustard on weird shit. Like you talked about putting hot Cheetos and legs in a burrito. I put mustard in my top ramen.
That kind of sounds a little bit crazy. Because I think hot Cheetos and eggs, that sounds pretty good, but mustard and ramen sounds...
It gives it a good tang, like chicken ramen with some hot sauce in it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be eating. But, no, and I put mustard on my hot dogs now, too.
Yeah. If you're... I'm just going to throw this out there. I hope Shane's watching, because I think he's one of those guys, but if you're over the age of, I'm going to say, like, 14... If you're over the age of 14 and you put ketchup in your hot dogs, you're a beta male. There's nothing else to say on that one.
100%, I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that that is a fair claim.
Yeah.
I think that that's the right claim. I think...
Mayonnaise on hot dogs is actually not bad either. I've tried that. It's pretty. It's not terrible.
Sounds disgusting. I don't know. I've never had relish. Is relish on a hot dog good?
I mean, I feel like I've had it. It's a little bit too sweet for me. Like, and that's another thing with like food. Is like for I think it was like bread and butter pickles. Mom and Dad like it, and for me, it rubs me the wrong way because I'm just growing up. I was so used to pickles tasting like pickles, like dill pickles. Dill pickles aren't sweet at all. They have their own taste. So then all of a sudden I have a pickle it's not bad, but it just tastes different. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way for some reason.
But my question was going to be, give me an example of something that you really like now that when you were a kid, you were like, fuck that.
That's a good question. I think Taco Bell, honestly. Because when I was growing up, it was always cheeseburger and pizza. Like, when we're talking fast food, cheeseburger, pizza, never thought about a taco. Now, granted, Taco Bell in the fucking early 2000s. That shit's for the birds. Who's eating Taco Bell? Who's eating Taco Bell in the early
2000s? Are you shitting me? That was peak Taco Bell.
Was it?
Yeah, dude. Well, Taco Bell and like, I don't know. Maybe not the, I don't know about the early 2000s. I guess I didn't eat it much either because you didn't eat it.
Yeah.
But Taco Bell, like, when I was eating it in like sophomore year of high school to now, well, sophomore year of high school till when they got rid of the quesarito. Fucking prime Taco Bell. What are you talking about?
But yeah, that's a good question. I would say for the most part, though, they, even though I was picky, a lot of the stuff that I said I didn't like as a kid, like I was like, yeah, I'm not trying that. That stayed kind of pretty consistent, I'd say, for the most part.
Do you like fish?
Fish is all right. Yeah, I can rock with some fish.
Yeah, but if you only had like fish and chips and like fish sticks, or if you had like real fish, like salmon. And fish.
Oh, I haven't. Yeah, I've only had like the like you said, fish sticks and fried fish fillets. I haven't like caught a fish and started eating that motherfucker. I haven't caught SpongeBob and was like, "Are you ready?" Aye, Captain.
You seem like the kind of guy that would take a bite out of a used sponge.
I look like a kind of guy that likes to lick his hands after I eat Cheetos. That's a callback.
Yeah.
That's still hilarious to me. That's still...
You do kind of look like that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want to put this... Since we're on the topic of food, this just happened yesterday. If you guys are ever in the store and you go to the cracker section, pun unintended, if you see the Ritz Bits and it's a cheese with queso, definitely pick it up and thank me later, because that shit is fucking fire, bro.
I would love to be a fly on the wall with you while you go grocery shopping. Because I've seen the groceries you bring back. And, dude, I say it every time, but, like, Trey is how every person in the world should live their life. I mean, he doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about how people look at him, and he does himself. And Trey does, like, fucking, how often do you go grocery shopping?
Yeah, probably, like, because I don't shop in bulk.
No, but when you do shop, he gets...
It's like four or five here and there.
He gets Ritz Bits, queso, and fucking cheddar cheese up your mom's ass. And he gets fucking goddamn mega stuffed Oreos. Fucking, and then he gets a fucking whole pack of fruit snacks. And then he gets like as many things that you can stuff in a freezer as possible. I'm talking fucking mega pack of Hot Pockets. I'm talking fucking jumbo sized pizza rolls. I'm talking like everything that you can't eat nowadays as an adult man. Trey is still eating chicken nuggets, chicken fingers, chicken, any way you can position a chicken that's not its actual body part. Trey is eating.
Yeah, and people will say there's no way this motherfucker doesn't smoke weed.
Yeah, and they'll say there's absolutely every way in the world this motherfucker don't shower.
I do. I'm just not good at it.
Have you ever got done showering and thought to yourself, that was a good shower? Or do you always think, I could have done better in there?
Could have done better in there, but when the steam starts going up and then you're kind of short of breath and you're like, I need to get out of here.
How long is a regular Trey shower?
Can't be any more than 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean it can't be? You won't like me if I shower for more than 10 minutes.
That means I drop the soap and I'm getting fucked.
Yeah. I get real grumpy if I'm in there for 10 minutes. Most people are like, you won't like me when I'm angry. Trey's like, you won't like me if I use conditioner.
Yeah. No shit.
It's like, you won't like me if I fucking rinsed and repeated. Trey fucking, what is it? Trey washes and rinses. He never repeats. He's got a 10-minute time period to obtain to.
Always cold showers.
Is it?
No. Oh. I haven't. I don't know how people do that.
Uh, Joe Rogan's first by the cold plunge.
Because when we had that sewer leak, and then we were stuck with, it wasn't, cold showers, but it was just, it was cold showers. So you go in there, and you're, washing your junk and do everything in sections, and you're there for, 2 minutes, a military basic training shower. And I always thought to myself, I'm like, how the fuck are people just going in there and just full send just into the coldness?
They're like...
Exactly. That's how I am.
Are you a bar of soap guy or a body wash guy?
Body wash guy.
Three in one?
What?
3-in-1?
No, I think I use the Axe Spore Wash and always use an Oofah.
A what?
A loofah, whatever it's called. For shampoo, I use Pert.
You're a second generation Pert user.
Always Pert.
You and Dad are the only two people in the goddamn world that use Pert. Quit grabbing it like that unless you're going to hold it.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just going to pick it up. Yeah. But fucking, why? Did you just use Pert because Daddy always used Pert?
And always follow my lead.
Is it because fucking you're loyal?
Loyal to my brands.
Fuck Pert. Fuck
Pert. Fuck you, Bert.
Bert.
Yeah.
But, no, dude, Dad used to fucking use the Pert to its absolute limits and then just fill it with water. And then you wouldn't even know that he did it because you and Dad used to share the same shampoo growing up.
Yeah.
And then when you fucking spray the shampoo with all the fucking water in it, it's like getting pissed on and you're on your fucking head. So you just spray this bottle and just a shit ton of watery fucking shampoo comes out and it's disgusting.
Damn it, Dad.
Yeah, it's like, it's not even like, they swear that it saves shampoo, but I'm like, you're just getting more water on your head at this point. 10-minute showers, huh? I take quick showers too.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in there, are you washing the body first, or are you going to the shampoo first? Let's cut that. Do you have any rituals before a shower? Me, I like to freaking sit down and make sure I got something good playing on YouTube in the background, and then I like to watch a YouTube video as I'm taking a shower. What about you?
Usually start out, and I just go face, chest, and all that, and sometimes I kiss my neck. You might ask, how can you kiss your neck? You can't.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's for your standard.
Yeah.
I used to never wash my nuts when I was younger.
What?
I was like, why would I wash my nuts?
Is this a bit or is this serious?
No. And then my mom came and was like, yeah, you're supposed to wash your nuts. I'm like, that's stupid.
How did that come up in conversation? Did you fucking smell like sweaty nuts at fucking dinner or something? Or was it just like...
Smell like fish the whole time.
Smell like a fucking... high school locker room?
Yeah, exactly.
Or did you come in and you're like, I heard the wildest thing today. Do you know people are fucking soap on their nuts? And the mom's like, you're supposed to put soap on your
nuts. Oh, so you're not supposed to put gum on your dick.
Yeah.
Call it.
But how did that conversation go down?
Pretty much like you said. I think my mom showed me something. It's like, yeah, you're supposed to do that. And I'm like,
she googled damn it. You're like bullshit, Google it.
And to be fair, you didn't think that ducks flew for the longest time.
That's too. I was like 4 years old. You were 14 thinking you shouldn't wash your nuts. That's two completely different things. I'm thinking ducks can't fly. They're a fucking aquatic animal. Trey's been walking around with nuts that haven't been touched with soap in 15 years. His nuts are as hard as a goddamn sandpaper.
I wash my nuts now, though.
When did you start washing your nuts?
13.
13?
Yeah.
So you went 13 years of not washing your nuts.
Yep.
And you've been washing your nuts for now 15 years.
Yeah.
You just recently have been more of a nut washer than not a nut washer in your life.
Yeah.
Do you feel more clean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't shaved.
Yeah. I know I don't think you wash your ass in the shower either.
No, I do. That's a good point and I exposed myself because I was like, I already forgot what the name of it, but a bidet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so you are.
I don't wash my ass because water going in your ass is gay. So you expose me. I don't wash my ass.
Yeah, so you haven't washed your ass in 28 years. You have crusty ass. You have crusty shit on your ass hair from 2008.
What is your asshole ever completely clean, though, to be fair?
After a shower?
Mm.
After you put water and soap in it?
I still think it's a little bit dirty, but okay.
Well, when you get sweat in your hair, right?
Yeah.
And you fucking, you know, you get some dirt and grime in there, and you wash your hair, what happens?
But there's not shit in your hair, though.
I know, but, like, you can get, like if you get gum in your hair.
Yeah.
You wash it.
It's not shit, though. It's gum.
But gum is arguably stickier. And fucking...
There's not bacteria in gum.
Yeah,
well, there is, but not, like, shit.
Okay, no. I'm not talking about... Are you talking about just germs? Or are you talking about just getting shit out of your ass?
Getting shit... Shit's always gonna be in your ass. That's where shit... Where it lives, it's shit. If you're doing anal, your dick's gonna smell like shit.
Yeah, but you can at least have a clean outer layer.
Yeah, I do have a clean outer layer for the most part.
It'd be cleaner if you fucking put soap and water in your asshole.
That's gay. I shit my pants at work. I fucking threw up. You ever thrown up and shit your pants at the same time?
I'd never thrown up and shit my pants at the same time, but I've thrown up and shit at the same time.
Yeah, I've thrown up, shit my pants, and so I take my pants off, take my shitty underwear off, throw it in the garbage. Hopefully the janitor doesn't get mad at me, and I fucking
you walk out naked.
No, I was wearing my pants, but I had no underwear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
I thought you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Signed out, going home. As soon as I pull up to the driveway, open up the window, threw up and shit my pants again.
Oh my god.
It was fucking all over the fucking truck and everything. Yeah, that was bad.
Did you have to fuck your shit in the truck?
Yeah.
Damn, so you had to clean up the truck too?
Yeah.
Had to hose her down?
Hose her down.
Oh my god. How'd you clean it? You just hosed her down?
Yeah.
Damn. God, and there's the claw skates too.
Yeah.
That's awful. Yeah, I shit my pants too. Mine's not as yours is kind of sad because you were sick.
Yeah.
But mine was like, I was like, God, where was I? I think I was here, and I was trying to like, you know that feeling when like you're gonna fart.
Yeah.
And you try to like hold it in.
Right.
I'm holding it in and I like pinch whatever my asshole.
And shit.
And I pinch and then it just fucking goes. And then I just fucking diarrhea
Jesus.
Shit in my pants. And I'm like, oh my fucking god.
Dude, this is bad.
And I had to fucking tiptoe and I fucking had to do the same thing, throw my underwear away, come back home, change my underwear. So like mine was from holding in a fart. It's fucking shit in my pants. You're not a real adult if you don't shit your pants.
Still talking about piss and shit.
I know.
We should really rename this podcast to Shooting the Pubes.
Shooting the Pubes. Yeah. Shooting the Breeze. And the Pubes. Oh, how about this one? Pubes in the Wind.
Pubes, that's a good one. Pubes in the wind. The shitty wind. The shit winds, like,
Pubes in the shit wind.
Yeah, because that's a Trailer Park Boys reference.
Yeah, that's gonna shit be the winds. Title of the episode, if YouTube will allow it.
Pube in the shit winds.
Pubes in the
shit winds.
What's the best job you've ever had, and what's the worst job you've ever had?
Well, the best job that I ever had was probably when I was a courier, where basically I was...
That was for FedEx, right?
No, I was... It was like, I don't even know what you would call it, but it was like, basically I would go to hospitals and they would have, like, specimens. So, like, I don't know, like, and blood, like, you know, they, so I would do that and I would transport it to the labs where they would test it and all that stuff, but.
So you just drove the truck around to do that?
It was a van at the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was. It's probably because there was a lot of downtime, so, like, I would do my deliveries, and I would be done at, like, noon, and then I would have, like, an afternoon shift, but that wouldn't be picked up until 4, so from 12 to 4, I fucking just sat there. I would go to the Moscow Mall.
Yeah.
They had, you've seen, like, those video game places,
uh-huh.
So I'd just go there, play, like, you know, Madden or some shit. And at 4 o'clock, I'd finish that. And it's like, and I wasn't even getting paid by the hour. So it was like,
was it
I got paid. Yeah, it was like $100 a day or something. And I would like, I would make like checks for like 1500. But because they didn't take
every
any.
Every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks, yeah. And they didn't. It was one of those jobs where I didn't get like insurance or taxes and.
So
it was like, yeah, basically, so they would just pay me and I was responsible for like setting money aside, paying taxes. And how old was I? I was like 21, 22 at the time. You think I was doing it? Nope. Pocket it. Was pocketing the whole thing. But
how much did you end up paying in taxes? You said I still haven't paid that much.
Well, by the time the podcast is released, the IRS is going to see. Is going to see it, they're going to come after me. And that's another thing, because the building that I work on now, it's the tax commission's here. And people always like, you know where the IRS is at?
And
the IRS isn't even here, it's in Boise, but that's what I tell them. But I'm like, why the fuck are you making the IRS jobs easy for them? Like, if I ever owed money to the IRS, they could come get it to me. Like, why... Like, why do I have to go to those fucks? I'll just let them come to me if they want their money.
How much money did you end up owing to the IRS after that job?
They haven't came after me, so I think I made it free.
Well, when you did your taxes that year, how much did you owe?
I don't even remember. Oh. I was unemployed a lot that year. So basically, I might have hacked the system. Well, and also, I probably didn't even make that much to be, like,
well, how considered. How long did you work there?
3 months.
And that was the best job you ever had, just because of the downtime. You got to play Madden. I mean, that's a pretty sick reason.
And I didn't really have to do much. I just drove around and picked up stuff.
It is a pretty good job.
Yeah.
That's like a perfect job for you.
I don't know. The worst job, I don't even think it was like bad, but like the FedEx job was a joke.
Why?
It was like, so you get paid like 60 bucks a day. And it's like, I'm not fast. I can readily admit that I'm not a fast worker. I'm sure Treeb knows, everyone knows, but it's like,
you don't say.
But it's like the reason, it's not even like the reason that they want you to go fast. I understand for other jobs you want to go fast, but it's like the reason that they want you to go fast is that it's, they don't have to pay you for however many hours. At least that's the vibe that I get.
Well, that probably makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, was it a full-time gig? Or
no, it was part-time.
Well, that's probably exactly.
That's why.
And what, you're just like a package handler or
yeah,
something?
I handle packages.
Very meat-heavy episode.
Very big packages. I only lasted there for like a month or something. Probably the most physically demanding job I ever got, but yeah, I did all right. I probably couldn't do it now, but I did it.
Did the damn thing. Well, what's so?
I think yours would probably be Albert. Or, well, you only worked at Albertsons for a week, so I don't know what yours would be. Probably Walmart.
My least favorite job was Big Five Sporting Goods.
I wouldn't have expected that, honestly. I'm a little bit surprised by that.
Really?
I would have thought it would be either Walmart or Albertsons.
I kind of liked Walmart because, I mean, yeah. Even though there was some shit, I kind of liked the
environment
a little bit because it was...
You could kind of just do your own thing, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I kind of liked that everybody there was kind of a piece of shit.
So it made you look good by default. Yeah.
I hated Big Five. It was my first job. I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
And, like, there was nothing to do. And, like, I had one manager that always was just like, you should be doing something. And I'm like, what the fuck should I be doing?
Yeah.
There hasn't been anybody in the store my whole 4-hour shift. And you have me wearing loafers, khakis, and a fucking button-up shirt. Like, why the fuck? Am I dressed up for this goddamn job? Like, just super pissed off about it. And I would, you know, I pit super bad. I sweat out of my armpits.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking pitting so bad out of these dress shirts that it looks like I'm nervous to make a shoe sale.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's why I didn't work out at car selling, because I would sweat so much under my armpits that it just looked like I was shaking in my boots every time I was trying to make a sale.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hated Big Five. It was the least paid I ever was. Made like $8 an hour.
I remember one day I asked you and I was like, hey, Treep, so what do you do at Big Five? And you were like, sit there with my dick in my hand.
That's essentially what I did. I worked like maybe 4 8-hour shifts there my entire tenure there.
Yeah.
And it was the longest days of my life.
Of your life, because there's nothing.
There's nothing to do. That's why I like working here, because 8 hours flies by.
Yeah, because there's always something going on.
Yeah, 8 hours flies by. Ladies and gentlemen, this is everybody's favorite part of the show. I'm talking Treyisms. I'm talking comedy bits. But it sounds like today we're mostly going to be getting comedy bits, because Trey, he hasn't mentioned it in this podcast, but before the show started, he said he was getting burnt out, guys. We're burning out our star. We're burning out our A-lister. He had to do back-to-back West Coast podcasts, I think, last night. And he had to do back-to-back Trey and Treep shows last week. And I had to call him here to do this show. And then next week, he's got to do a live Trey and Treep show. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's busy. He's one of the hardest working guys in podcasting. I can't blame him for being burnt out. But he is here. He's fulfilled his duties. So the floor is yours, Trey. Talk about being burnt out or not, or you can just get into your bits.
All right. So the other day, I started showering. Now, I know by looking at me, you're like, this motherfucker doesn't take showers. Well, I do. I'm just not very good at it. So I'm in the shower, right, getting my hygiene on. And throughout the course of getting my hygiene on, boom, my dick hits the wall. Like I said, I'm not very good at this whole hygiene thing. But it was during the moments where my dick hit the wall and I was temporarily blind due to the shampoo in my eyes that I had a discovery. And that discovery is that if I was ever blind like I was when I had shampoo in my eyes, I wouldn't need a walking aid, wouldn't need blind protection. I would just need to walk everywhere with a massive erection. The way I know I'm about to hit something is if my dick hits the wall before my face does. So, in saying that, I think that it is very important that we should normalize walking with erections in general. In fact, I think we should allow blind people to play quarterback. Could you imagine if you have a blind motherfucker back there in the pocket, the fucking guy completes one pass, the entire defense is going to be so ashamed, they'll just walk off the fucking field. In fact, most of the pressure you can feel as a quarterback is coming from a side. The only side that a blind people will have trouble sensing pressure from is the blind side. I was testing the waters on that, but I know you've heard it before.
Yeah, you've heard it. Redid it. I don't know how many loyal listeners we have.
Exactly. That have heard it. They'll be hearing it for the first time.
You did this in episode 8, and I think this is going to be episode 20 or 21, so It's been more than 10 episodes since you've dusted that bit off.
I think that's a good place to end it, Treep. And
that's a good place to end it. And thank you guys for tuning in. This was one for the books. Next time, well, you guys are going to be seeing this after we did the live show. So this is going to be already out. But hopefully the live show went well, and we didn't have any problems with it. I can already foresee that we're going
to
be...
Yeah, come through to the live. Show up in the chat. We'll read your chats. We'll answer questions to the five people that watch us. Come through. Ask us questions. Donate. Cash App us. PayPal.
Yeah.
We all got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I can just picture it being as soon as I either... I don't know. I think we're going to do it at Mom and Dad's house. I think that's the better way to do it.
You could play Madden live.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to sign into your account, but
we'll
figure something out.
We'll do something. But I can already see where I'm going to come in and I'm not going to have everything set up and it's going to stress me out and I'm going to see all that bullshit happening. But nonetheless, guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Trey and Treep Show. We will be back every Monday, and everything is so good. Follow us everywhere. Links down below. Trey.
Peace.
Have a great rest of your day.